Wilna. Wilna, but it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level once again, and we would like to take a moment to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you. And now, once again, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists for each of you the opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, many times the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of vocabulary. And so we would encourage you to take advantage of this opportunity that you have created, and you will find, should you close your eyes and express the intent, that it's very easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state, and in that state participate in that exchange of information. And now again as well, many times the information that you receive may not seem relevant, or you may not have a recall of any interaction in that altered state of consciousness, but we assure you that at some level of your consciousness, that interaction takes place. And many times that information can assist you in your so-called future endeavors or environments or realities that you experience and that you create. And so once again, while we would encourage you to participate, to take advantage of that opportunity to alter your consciousness, take advantage of the energy that you have created, once again, it's your choice, absolutely. Now, what do you believe? It seems like such a simple statement. What do you believe? You see, understanding what you believe can be very difficult. But nonetheless, the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold of what you believe. And so, should you wish to alter that reality or attempt to have some type of an explanation of what's bringing that type of experience into your day-to-day activities, it becomes important to understand what you believe. What also becomes important is to understand that that spark of consciousness that you are, that spark of consciousness that's responsible for the creation of this reality, does not judge whether or not what you believe and what you experience is right or wrong. Does not judge whether it's desirable or less than desirable. Does not judge whether it's something that you should or should not experience, but rather validates your belief and belief system and rejoices in the creation process. And we understand that that becomes difficult for you to accept, if you would, difficult for you to comprehend in your awakened consciousness state, when in that particular state you pass judgment on what it is that you're experiencing, and you, in your awakened consciousness state, decide whether it's desirable or less than desirable, whether it's right or wrong, light or dark, whatever explanation or terminology you wish to utilize to give an explanation for the experience or the type of experience that you're creating and being involved in, that you're creating. It's important as well to accept that you're creating. And so, you understand absolutely that you create this illusionary veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. This veil that limits your capacity to understand how illusion this reality really is. You put in place this electromagnetic type of energy, this veil, for the very purpose of making it difficult for you to understand, to comprehend how it is that you create this reality. And that veil, as we have suggested, exists in all levels of your consciousness while you continue to exist in and to participate in the creation of this vibrational level that you choose to be involved in. And so you create this veil, you create this illusionary reality for the opportunity for you to experience intense ranges of emotions and feelings. It's really that simple. You're not put here because you are required to have some type of learning experience. You can have that if you wish, but you simply choose to exist in this vibrational level for the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that's possible when you limit in your awakened consciousness state the understanding of not only who and what you truly are, but of the energy and the methods that you utilize to create the reality, to create the illusion of this reality that you're experiencing. And so, it becomes important to accept that you're responsible for the reality that you are experiencing. And once again, that becomes very difficult when it's a what you might refer to as a less than desirable reality. But nonetheless, if you don't accept responsibility that you're involved in that creational process, interacting with the other entities that are also involved in experiencing that type of a reality, if you can't accept the responsibility in your awakened consciousness state, then it becomes very difficult for you to alter it and to change it. Particularly, once again, when you are experiencing what you refer to in your awakened consciousness state as a negative experience. The spark of consciousness from which you create this reality, that level of absolute unconditional love from which your illusionary reality springs, from which it is created, carries no such judgment, but gives to you a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. What do you desire? And it becomes difficult to accept once again in your awakened consciousness state that this reality that you're experiencing is one that you desire. And yet, at some level of your consciousness, you hold the belief that it's an experience that you will be involved in the creation of. You make the choices and decisions to validate the belief and the belief system. You hold the thoughts and feelings, and consequently, you create and experience that reality. It's important to accept the responsibility for that creation process only if you wish to change it. If you're experiencing a reality, you don't wish to change it, if you wish to continue with the reality that you are experiencing, we have no such judgment as to whether that's right or wrong. That's your choice. You can experience whatever it is that you desire to experience. That's your choice. But it's important to understand that it's your choice. Because only by accepting that it's your choice can you alter it, can you change it. You see, when you're involved in some type of what you might refer to as a negative reality, a conflict, if you wish, between two individuals, it becomes very difficult to accept the responsibility that you are involved in that particular type of what you refer to as negative reality by choice. That it's based upon your thoughts and feelings and your choices and decisions, based upon your beliefs and your attitudes. What do you believe? It seems like such a simple concept and explanation, and it truly is simple. However, once again, you go to great lengths to hide from that understanding and therefore make it very difficult for you in your awakened consciousness state to comprehend, if you would, what all of the beliefs that you hold and are experiencing that are responsible for the reality that you are experiencing. Very difficult for you to comprehend that it's a combination of your so-called human consciousness belief systems, societal belief systems, and individual belief systems that are combined, if you would, to create this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. However, only by accepting can you understand as well that it's possible for you to alter that reality. It's possible for you to alter that particular experience, absolutely. That's within your capacity, to alter that reality, to change the experience. Or if you're enjoying the experience, what you might refer to as a positive experience, then you enhance the beliefs and belief systems that are responsible for it. You accept the responsibility for the creation. If you continue to believe that you're not in control, and you're experiencing a reality, whether it be desirable or less than desirable, if you don't accept the responsibility for it, then you will have all types of experiences that validate that you're not in control. And it's not right or wrong. It's your choice. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. We're not judging whether it's right or wrong. We're simply trying to give you an explanation of how it is that you create this reality. What do you believe? It seems like such a simple statement. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. You cannot change that. You can change your reality, not only can, but do, on a continual basis. You see, time and space are illusionary. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state and to various degrees in your other levels of consciousness. But it's an illusion. It's not real. You exist in the now. What you find difficult to accept and to understand that you alter your past as readily as you alter your future. You exist in the now. All of the so-called alter lives that you're experiencing, that you're involved in, occur in the now. In the same time and same space. It's illusionary. It doesn't really exist. And so you are involved in your so-called future incarnational periods as well as you are involved in your so-called past incarnational periods. It's all an illusion. It exists in the now, and you alter your past as readily as you alter your future. And so it becomes very difficult to predict what your future is going to be. It can be predicted based upon the particular belief systems that are being experienced in your vibrational level on what you might refer to once again as both the human consciousness belief systems and the societal belief systems and the individual belief systems. You can, to a certain extent, based upon those particular belief systems, give some type of a prediction of what it is that you've experienced in your past and what you will experience in your future. But as those beliefs and belief systems change, so does your past. And so does your so-called future change. It's an illusion. It's not real. And you alter it continuously. What becomes even more difficult to accept in your awakened consciousness state, but something that you absolutely can experience in an altered state of consciousness, that you exist in each and every cell of the entire universe. Not only each and every cell, each and every atom of your entire universe. It's an illusion. And when you begin to understand that it's an illusion, when you begin to own that belief, then indeed you have the opportunity as well to alter the illusion consciously. You see, there are so many so-called beliefs and belief systems, things that you know are possible, but you don't believe are possible for you to accomplish. You know that it's possible for some other individual, perhaps, to experience some type of reality that continuously seems to elude you. You know that it's possible, but you don't believe that it's possible. There's a difference between knowing and believing. You see, when you believe, you utilize various types of techniques in order to create this reality. You utilize your imagination. What it is that you desire. whether you're consciously aware of that particular type of creation process, nonetheless, those are some of the techniques that you utilize. What do you desire? Somewhere within your consciousness, you have a desire to experience. And once again, it's important to understand that that spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether or not that reality is going to be desirable or less than desirable, but validates what it is that you desire based upon your choices and decisions, based upon your attitudes, based upon the particular beliefs that you hold, based upon your thoughts and feelings. And in this new age and new energy that we have suggested that you're involved in, your thoughts and feelings affect your reality, your day-to-day experiences in your awakened consciousness state in a manner that was very difficult for you to accomplish in your so-called past realities. We suggest once again so-called past because you utilize this belief in time and space and you go to great lengths in your awakened consciousness state to validate that it's real. You go through all types of evolutionary processes in order to validate that it's real. It becomes very difficult for you in your awakened consciousness state to accept that you alter that past that you believe is set in stone as readily as you alter the future. You believe that it's possible for you to influence and consequently alter the future, but not the past. In your awakened consciousness state, you believe that the past is once again set in stone and difficult, if not impossible, for you to alter. We suggest it's all an illusion. And so, when you begin to accept that it's an illusion, when you can begin to understand absolutely, that it's an illusion that's based upon your thoughts and feelings, based upon your choices and decisions, based upon what you believe. What do you desire? You utilize your imagination to create this reality, to validate, to create what it is that you desire. The difficult part comes in holding the belief that it's possible for you. You see, when you hold the belief, then you have as well, beyond the desire and the imagination, you have an expectation that it's possible for you to create the reality that you desire. An expectation is perhaps the most difficult part for this reality creation process. What do you expect? You see, some individuals expect that it will be a negative reality. And consequently, through that type of expectation, they validate the belief and the belief systems that they hold. And that spark of consciousness that you are validates that belief, grants you your expectation without judging whether it's desirable or less than desirable, right or wrong, but rejoices in the creation process. And so when you're involved in, once again, as we utilized or referenced some type of a conflict with another group of individuals, it's important to understand that all individuals have agreed at some level of your consciousness to participate in that particular interaction. Absolutely. You agree to participate. You agree to be involved. And it's not right or wrong. It's your choice. You can have that. We're not suggesting for an instant that it's something that you should or shouldn't do. It allows you to experience the emotions and feelings that are associated with that interaction, with that creation, with that reality. Your choice. And that consciousness that you are, that spark of consciousness, rejoices in the creation process. It's in your awakened consciousness state that you view it as being positive or negative. And so you're involved in that particular interaction. And ironically, there could be some individuals involved in the same interaction who would suggest that it's a very desirable interaction and are receiving some type of an enjoyment. The emotions that they're experiencing, they would suggest are very positive. But other individuals involved in the same reality creation process may view the particular feelings that they're experiencing as being negative based upon your beliefs and your belief systems, based upon what it is that you desire to experience. What is your expectation? And so you're involved in these particular interactions. And whether they be positive or negative, once again, is irrelevant from the position from which you create this reality. That becomes difficult to accept, that you rejoice at some level of your consciousness in this creation process. Absolutely. Rejoices in the validation of your beliefs and belief systems. So in your awakened consciousness state, you choose to hold that particular perception of that interaction as being positive or negative, desirable or less than desirable. When you hold it as being desirable, when you rejoice in the creation process, then indeed the energy that you utilize to create this reality, the energy that exists within each and every cell of your entire physical being, reacts accordingly. And it creates those emotions, not only within your consciousness, but within the consciousness that exists throughout your entire physical being, to allow you to experience that reality in what you refer to as a positive experience. And consequently, the cells within your physical being are surrounded by what you would refer to as a positive energy. And once again, it's important to understand that the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in the creation process, regardless of what it is that you in your awakened consciousness state deem as being positive or negative. However, once again, in this new age and new energy, what you hold in your consciousness affects the reality that you experience. And so if you're involved in that interaction and you view it as being a negative type of experience, and you hold that negativity in your consciousness, then as well, that negativity, that type of experience, that energy surrounds each and every cell in your entire physical being. It affects the DNA in your physical being. It can be responsible for bringing on what you like to refer to as illness. And once again, it's really important for you to accept that the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in creating that reality, validating your beliefs and belief systems and giving you that illness. Only when you understand and accept do you have the capacity to alter your reality in your awakened consciousness state. If you believe you're not in control, there's not a right or wrong. We're not suggesting for an instant that you should alter that reality. If you believe that you have guides and angels that are creating your reality and influencing your reality, you can have that. It's not a right or wrong. It's your choice. It's an illusion, but it's still your choice. You see, the whole reality is an illusion. So why not have guides and angels? If that's what you desire, it's an illusion. If you wish to believe that you have various levels of energy throughout your body that you have to have completely in balance in order for you to experience some type of a healthy experience, if you would, you can have that. It's not right or wrong. It's your choice. If that's what you desire, go for it. Absolutely. If you wish to believe that you have guides and angels that influence your reality, or there is some type of energy that is in absolute control of your reality, you can have that as well. It's not a right or wrong. That's your choice. And the reality you experience will be a reflection of the belief you hold. And you'll have all types of experience to validate that belief. And it's a belief that is as real as any other belief. In this reality, in this illusionary reality, you not only can, but you do have whatever it is that you desire. That becomes difficult, once again, to accept in your awakened consciousness state, because you go to great lengths to make it difficult. You put in place this electromagnetic type of veil. It makes it almost impossible for you to connect with that spark of consciousness that you are. You hide from it. Many individuals go to great lengths to try and find their spirituality. You can't lose your spirituality. It's not something that you have to find. You hide from it. It's who and what you truly are. It exists within each and every cell, not only of your entire physical being, but of this entire illusionary universe that you exist in. When you can accept that, then you have the capacity to influence it in what you refer to as a positive manner for the reality that you desire to experience. And so when you hold either positive or negative thoughts within your consciousness, once again, it affects your physical being, and you create the reality to validate the beliefs and the belief systems that you hold. When you hold in your particular conscious state some type of what you refer to as a negative expression towards another, it influences your reality. It influences your physical being. It influences the energy that surrounds your DNA. And it brings the potential for you to experience what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as a negative experience. It brings about what you would call a dis-ease. And it is a dis-ease. It's a dis-ease within your physical being. And consequently, you experience a validation of the belief and belief systems. You receive a validation of that negativity that you hold within your conscious state, which you in your awakened consciousness state once again would view as being negative. We cannot emphasize enough that from the level at which you create this reality, there is no judgment as to whether it's desirable or less than desirable, right or wrong, good or bad, light or dark, whatever it is that you desire to use to as a terminology to explain a particular emotion or feeling that you're experiencing. From the spark of consciousness that you are, from that unconditional love from which you create this reality, there is no such judgment. It rejoices in the creation process. It validates your beliefs and belief systems. It gives to you that which you desire and rejoices in the experience. It's in your awakened consciousness state that you hold the judgment. It's in your awakened consciousness state that you decide whether it's desirable or less than desirable, good or bad, whatever. But once again, what you hold in your consciousness, particularly in this so-called new age and new energy, affects your entire physical being. And so if what you're holding in your so-called consciousness state that you view as being negativity, you will experience that. It's a choice. If you hold it in your awakened consciousness state as being a positive type of experience, then you can experience that as well. It's your choice. So while we very seldom give advice, because we're not suggesting for an instant that you should or should not be involved in a particular type of reality creation process, but we would suggest that when you hold some type of a negative thought towards another, that it's not the other that experiences the negativity. That experience is felt throughout each and every cell of your entire physical being. It alters the energy that surrounds your DNA, and it brings into effect the possibility for you to experience a particular belief or belief system that's stored within that DNA to bring into your awakened consciousness state an experience that you may or may not have had you not held that so-called negative type of conscious feelings in your awakened consciousness state. And so you bring on within your own consciousness, within your own physical being, that dis-ease you created. And when you hold those negative thoughts, you once again experience an alteration of the energy that's responsible for creating the reality that you experience. And so once again, we would suggest that while we seldom give advice, that if you desire to experience what you refer to as a healthy type of existence in your awakened consciousness state, it becomes very important that you allow those negative thoughts to dissipate, that you truly, truly allow what you in your awakened consciousness state would refer to as forgiveness for other individuals involved in any type of particular interactivity that you view as being negative. Put it aside. Dwell on positive thoughts, what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as positive thoughts. Because once again, the spark of consciousness, this unconditional love from which you create this reality, does not have any type of judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, but validates the beliefs and belief systems that you hold, gives to you that which you desire without judging whether it's right or wrong. It's in your awakened consciousness state that you experience what you believe to be either positive or negative realities. And so when you're experiencing an illness, only when you can accept the responsibility and to understand that at some point you hold a belief or a belief system that's responsible for that so-called illness, that you also begin to understand that at some point you can alter the belief in the belief system and consequently alter the reality. Reverse, if you would, the so-called illness or the disease. And we understand as well that it all seems very simple, because it really is simple. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. But you go to great lengths to make it difficult for you to comprehend that in your awakened consciousness state. You put in place that electromagnetic type of veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. That's why you entered into this vibrational level in the first place. That's why you interact with other individuals and hold various beliefs and belief systems that you in your awakened consciousness state would view as being absolutely opposite. And yet we assure you, at some level of your consciousness, you are one. At some level of your consciousness, you agree to participate. You agree to be involved in those types of interactions. There are no coincidences. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are all that is. That as well becomes difficult for you to comprehend. You are all that is. And we're not just suggesting that you are all that is in this particular vibrational level that you exist in, but you are one. And that defies an explanation. We are one. We are similar to a type of energy that you are. We are one. And yet we are individual. It becomes very difficult, once again, to give an explanation. And that's why when you search through various books and you listen to various types of explanation such as what you are experiencing on this afternoon, you will not find the explanation that you seek. If you're searching to understand who and what you truly are, then you must go with inside. The answers you seek to your so-called spirituality exist with inside. It's an experience. It's an emotion and feeling that you can experience. And when you experience it, you begin to understand the complexity of trying to give an explanation in your awakened consciousness state. Go with inside. If you're seeking to have that understanding of who and what you truly are, go with inside. Alter your consciousness. put aside all of the distractions. For you see, even in that ultra state of consciousness that you refer to as a meditative state, you hold as well this energy, this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. So you create other realities, even in that ultra state of consciousness. You get involved in what you refer to as alternate lifetimes, or you create these various types of experiences that are very inviting, absolutely. You can be invited into any type of reality that one can conjure up for you to experience. But it's an illusion. It's a distraction that your energy that you are, this spark of consciousness that you are, and this veil that you have put in place, attempts to limit your understanding, your choice. You put in place that energy to limit the understanding of who and what you truly are, and so it's very difficult to get to that point of experiencing that connection to that unconditional love. Difficult, but not impossible. And so in the altered state of consciousness, we would suggest that you have the intent, you have the desire to connect with that spark of consciousness that is what you truly are, and to bring back into your awakened consciousness state some type of an understanding of that experience, a memory of that experience. Each of you has that capacity. Absolutely. Some individuals would go through what you like to refer to as a near-death experience, and in that altered state of consciousness, they get glimpses that there is so much more than what they experience in their awakened consciousness state. You don't need to go through a near-death experience to have that particular connection to the spark of consciousness that you truly are. You can do it through meditation. But once again, when you are in that meditative state where you are being guided through various particular experiences, or your mind is conjuring up these so-called alternate life experiences, we're not suggesting for an instant that they're not real. We're not suggesting that they're not inviting, but rather put them aside. Put them aside like you would any thoughts about the daily activities that you're involved in. Put them aside and go deeper and deeper, and eventually you will reach that understanding of who and what you truly are. You will get a glimpse of the emotions and feelings that are involved in that absolute unconditional love. And when you have that experience, we would suggest that it's highly likely that it will bring you to tears, that it will be what you like to refer to as the ultimate enlightenment. It will be a glimpse of the limitlessness to the unconditional love that you utilize to create the reality that you experience. And it will be as well a glimpse to the understanding of the illusion that you're involved in. And so we would encourage you to go with inside, alter your consciousness with the intent of making a connection to the experience of this unconditional love from which you create your reality. And when you make that connection as well, you will as well understand why it can't be explained by someone writing it in a book or attempting to express it through some type of vocabulary expression. It's not possible. It's an experience, it's an emotion, and it's a feeling. And it defies explanation. You choose to make it that way, because it makes it seem more real in your awakened consciousness state. It makes the emotions and feelings that you're experiencing seem beyond your capacity to control. It makes various things like diseases appear like they are beyond your control. Difficult for you to alter. Not impossible, but difficult. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you can accept any of the information we attempt to express to you, understand the reality that you experience is a reflection of the belief that you hold. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level throughout all of creation who is any more or any less than what he actually you are. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You're not existing in this vibrational level because you're put here because you need to go through some type of a expansion course or because you somehow need to become more evolved. Absolutely not. You can have that if you desire, but understand that that's your choice. You exist in this vibrational level for the simple opportunity of experiencing the intense range of emotions and feelings that's only possible for you to experience when you believe in your awakened consciousness state that you're not in control. When you understand that you're in control, then it becomes much more difficult for you to experience those intense range of emotions and feelings. We've used the analogy many times that it's like sitting in a theater and you understand that what you're experiencing that's being broadcast upon that screen is simply a trick of lights. It's someone else's production of a particular story, if you wish, that they would like you to experience the emotions and feelings that result from that experience that's being projected upon the theater screen. But you understand that it's an illusion. And consequently, while the emotions and feelings can be very intense, you also understand that they're not real. And many times, those emotions and feelings that you experience as being very intense are based upon your so-called memories of your past. Oh yeah, I know what that feels like. Oh yeah, I've had that experience. And so you can experience it, whether you in your awakened consciousness state view it as being positive or negative, a joyous experience, for example, or a very negative experience, you still understand that it's an illusionary reality that's being projected upon the screen. However, when you walk out that theater door, now it's real. Now this reality is real. And we're suggesting it's no more real than the experience that you had from watching, if you would, someone else's projection of a particular type of experience that's portrayed on a screen through a trick of lights. It's an illusion. Only when you accept that it's an illusion as well does it become possible for you to alter the illusion. If you believe it's real, and if you believe it's beyond your control, that's not right or wrong, that's your choice. Absolutely, you can have that if you desire. We're not suggesting that you can't have that experience. We're not suggesting that you don't hold that as a belief. If you wish to believe you're not in control, you can have that, and you'll have all types of realities to validate that type of reality experience or that type of belief and belief system. It's not right or wrong, that's your choice. If the reality you're experiencing is one that you view as being very positive, one that you would wish to continue, go for it. Absolutely. We're not suggesting for an instant that it's right or wrong, but rather attempting to explain to you that it's simply a validation of the beliefs and belief systems that you hold. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing within this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Those are the only things in this reality that you cannot alter. All the rest is within your capacity to alter. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. What do you believe? Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you wish, we may return and attempt to answer any questions that you might have. And in the meantime, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.